Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And as Chris said, we have two guests here this morning, and welcome to you, Melissa.
Thanks for having me on today.
You bet. And welcome to you, Rennie. You are kind of new, I think, to our studio.
Yes, this will be fun.
Yeah, good. Well, we want to talk about Mexican train dominoes, but we have some other things to visit about, too. But I hope that would get your attention, especially if you're a domino player, or maybe you were when you were growing up. So let's start with you, Melissa, because before we play dominoes, we have a fundraiser coming up.
Yes, on Thursday night, if you're planning to eat out this week, save it until Thursday night and go to the Pizza Ranch, because our group, Circles for Success, will be there bussing tables for tips. And 10% of all sales from 5 to 8 that night will go towards the Samaritan Shop, and that's the cause that we're working for.
Okay, and of course the domino playing is also for the Samaritan Shop. And Rennie, the Samaritan Shop, tell us about that.
Okay, well, the Samaritan Shop was started about a year and a half ago by Edie Petty, and it's just her ministry. She saw a need in the community and saw that people really did have certain needs, that even though you might be able to go out and buy things cheaply on sale, if you really needed it and didn't have the money, there needed to be a way to do it. And so she has actually opened up her 3-car garage and turned it into a free shop. And so she receives donations of good, clean, usable items. In the summertime, furniture. In the wintertime, she just doesn't have room for furniture. In the summertime, furniture, clothing, all sorts of household appliances, just anything under the sun that you could think of. My granddaughter and I were doing pillowcase dresses this last year to send to missions in Africa, and went and found some pillowcases and some fabric, and just it was unreal, because I never would have thought of going there for that. Mm-hmm. But yet we were able to find them. And so everything free, and people fill needs like crazy, growing children that need different shoes, boots, winter coats, toys at Christmas time. It's just, if you need it, just go and look. There's no jumping through hoops as to a certain economic, and yes. And so in the wintertime, she is open on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday afternoons, depending on how cold, because she has to heat the garage. And that's where it comes into us having fundraisers for her, so that we can help her pay her utilities in the wintertime and winterize the garage.
And since she's not charging for anything, she doesn't have any income coming in, so she's got all those expenses to take care of, and it's sort of that circle. When you talk about Circles for Success, it is that circle of people getting something, people giving something,
right,
and reaching out to help. So, I see it as a real benefit if I want to donate something. You know, there are things I have that I'm not using that are perfectly good.
Right.
And so
right,
this might be a good place to
absolutely
take them.
Absolutely. And if you have extra energy and want your own ministry or to partner with her, she would love to have people just stop in and help. And she has a few people, but always more hands are needed.
Well, think about in any like thrift store, whatever, one of those places, and of course this is the free store, think about all the things that do come in. I mean, any of those you go to, there are stacks of mm-hmm. things, and mm-hmm. they just pile up. I would think she could become overwhelmed really easily.
Oh, I would think so too.
But she's taking care of that, right?
Yes, she is. Yes,
and,
she is.
And all the help that comes in. Now, you can volunteer time just to go in and fold things, mm-hmm. but you could also maybe volunteer, clothes racks or something.
Oh, sure. Anything that you don't have need of, she will find a way to use.
Okay.
And there's also a tip jar there that you could put money into if you are so inclined.
Okay. And were telling me earlier about somebody who made clothes racks for
out of the blue, I think about a month ago, a husband and wife stopped. I think they were down from the Lewis area. And they just stopped in and took some measurements and came back and had made new clothes racks for her and installed them. Because you have to remember, she's a widow lady, and she's really tiny. She's little and short, and so any kind of help. And that was just amazing to her, that she didn't even know these people.
And they said, we need to do something about this. Now, again, where is it located?
Oh, it's at 612 West 6th Street. And so if you go to Family Table on the highway and go one block north, that's where the street tees, you would run right into her house.
Okay.
And so the driveway is just a little bit to the east there.
Is there a sign?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you go looking for it, the address again is?
612 West 6th Street.
Okay, good. Well, we want to send some folks out there to both volunteer, give things, and if you're needing something, you know, exchange something. Take something you don't
Absolutely.
Need, get something you do need.
Yes.
And, you know, I liked your idea about if you're doing some kind of project that, you know, it's lots of opportunity there. And it would probably be really fun to visit with her.
Oh, absolutely. She has many stories. I think she should write a book.
Aha. That's a good thing to think about. Now, we want to go back to Melissa because you mentioned that the Pizza Ranch on Thursday, that's a fundraiser. But you have another fundraiser on Saturday the 26th.
Yes, we'll be at the Heritage House at 1:30 in the afternoon, and we're going to be playing Mexican Train Dominoes.
That's where the dominoes come in, yeah.
Right. So it's really a lot of fun to play that game, and it's dominoes that are white that have colored dots on them, or maybe they have large letters. It's not your regular black and white dominoes that you're used to. And it's a really fun game. We're going to have tables set up, probably sitting four to a table. And you don't have to be an expert to play, but we're going to give some prizes out. And one of the prizes will be to the low score, a custom wooden Mexican train box made by Steve Livengood that has a set in it with all the little train figures that you need to play the game and score cards and everything. It's just a beautiful box.
Ready to go. And anybody who knows Steve's work, he does beautiful woodworking. And yeah, if you think you might get interested in this, what a wonderful prize to be able to take that whole box full of everything you need home with you.
Yes, and also you'll learn who likes to play Mexican train in the community. We were playing at my house Friday night, and we just had such a fun time.
It is something probably, I'm sure some people take it pretty seriously, but there's mostly luck related to it, not
I
so much
so.
Skill.
Yes.
You have to be, I'm thinking you have to be a little observant, though.
Yes, you do.
So we're connecting up numbers of dots?
Well, you connect the dots that match.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And the Mexican train comes in. It's a community train that you can play off of. And we have a little train engine, and you put your dominoes behind that, and you line them up. And then we have these little markers, and they're small little trains. And, you know, there's some rules to it, but it's really a fun game and easy to learn.
Easy to learn. So if you don't know how, you can come and learn in a few minutes and sit down and play.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I think we used to think of dominoes as that was a kid thing, but I've been hearing sort of rumbling about this, and obviously it's an adult kind of game too, but kids could play.
Kids could play.
Yeah, but it's also an adult thing. You know, this could be a family, great family game.
It is, and just all ages love to play. And so we decided to have it at Heritage House after we saw the beautiful carved wooden things that Steve had on display there at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And we got to talking to Steve, and we thought, well, hey, this would make a great fundraiser for the Samaritan Shop. And it is a free will donation to play. So, you know, if you don't have much, you just put a little in the tip jar for us,
whatever.
And everything will help to raise money.
It all counts up, doesn't it?
That's right.
You know, I know some people who won't bend over and pick up a penny, and I'm thinking, those pennies count up just like everything else. So it doesn't need to be a lot. Just put in whatever you can, you feel comfortable doing. Now, I'm guessing, you know, whenever we have a social event like this, there has to be food.
Oh, definitely. We need food. So there will be hot coffee, which will be really nice in this weather. And Suzanne Just is going to make cookies that look just like dominoes.
What fun.
Yeah.
It is just being really creative and adding it. You know, those kinds of things make something like this just extra special, I think, to add those little touches.
Yes, and it's so nice at the Heritage House, and it will just be a fun, friendly afternoon beginning at 1:30.
Okay. Now, we should just mention Circles for Success a little bit. I know we've mentioned that before, Melissa, and it's been around now for how many years?
I believe 6.
Yeah, it's getting older. But there may be some new people in town, or sometimes we just don't listen. What's the purpose of Circles for Success?
Well, we want everyone to have enough money, meaning, and friends. And one thing that we do in our group is we ask, does anyone have any needs, wants, or offers? And that's how the whole idea came up for this fundraiser, because they were saying that Mrs. Petty really needed some help to winterize that garage, mm-hmm. and the expense of the utilities in the winter. So our group just got together and we thought, well, how can we make this happen and give back to the community in this way? So that's how these two events came together. And
you have fun doing it.
Yeah.
It's a good way to meet people. I'm thinking this would be great for people who are new to town because anybody can attend Circles for Success.
Right. We meet on the second and fourth Thursdays of the month at the YMCA. We share a meal together and child care is provided. So, of course, this Thursday night we will be at the Pizza Ranch instead.
Okay.
So meet us there.
Okay. Rennie, you've been a member of Circles for Success. Tell us a little bit about your experience in Circles for Success.
Well, actually, my husband and I are fairly new members, just a few months, and it just grabbed us as a way that we can give back because so many people want to do something and say, where on earth do I start? And if you're on your own, it's hard to think of things, but as a group, when you brainstorm, it just really all connects.
Mm-hmm. And some people think the only way they can give is money. And,
right.
And money's always good, but there are a lot of other ways.
That is not at all. Yep, yeah. That's exactly right.
Okay, one last time, Rennie, tell us the address and the name of the shop.
Okay, it's Edie Petty's shop, and it's called Samaritan Shop. And it's at 612 West 6th Street, and that's just one block north of the family table.
All right. Well, stop on by there. Be sure to go have pizza and help keep those bussers busy on Thursday night, and then remember to go play dominoes Saturday afternoon, 1:30 at Heritage House, and have a great time as well as helping out. So until next time, here's a thought. Besides thank you to Melissa and Rennie, laughing at oneself is the greatest humor of all.